Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science. Every week on Science Fantastic, we take your listener phone calls. And if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, then give us a call. First of all, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the tone, all you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that's always been bugging you. Maybe at the dinner table, your kids ask you a question from science class, and that question leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Act dumb? No, you're going to pick up the telephone and call 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why don't you put your kids on radio and have them have the thrill of getting on national radio? And so you too can be part of the exploration of science. And also you want to pick up my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy. And that is the time when quantum computers rule supreme and are more powerful than the digital computers sitting on your desk or in your laptop. A new generation of computers is coming around. In fact, I did an interview with 60 Minutes, and they're going to put a segment about my book and quantum computers. Computers that compute not on transistors, that's old hat. Computers that compute on atoms, the ultimate building block of matter itself, the atom. And so we're talking about the ultimate computer. Because you see, digital computers is not the language of Mother Nature. Mother Nature does not compute with zeros and ones, zeros and ones. No, that's old hat. Where in the universe do we find Mother Nature computing with zeros and ones, zeros and ones? Nowhere. How does Mother Nature do its computational magic? By looking at waves of electrons. These waves of electrons in turn can mimic zeros and ones, zeros and ones. But they can be in millions of times more complex configurations than a digital computer. So in other words, quantum computers are eventually going to be the wave of the future. And the book is called Quantum Supremacy. Okay? And it's all about the next generation of computers beyond digital computers. Find out what the excitement is about and find out what power these computers have. These computers have the power to mimic Mother Nature. Think about that. To mimic the center of the sun. To mimic photosynthesis. To mimic how fertilizers work. To mimic how the immune system battles cancer and different kinds of horrible diseases. All of this is beyond the reach of ordinary digital computers, but not quantum computers. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to answer some of your listener phone calls. There's no way that I can answer each one, so I'll answer them as a group. First set of questions is about outer space, the James Webb Space Telescope. We all know that it's more powerful than the Hubble Space Telescope, but what have we learned in terms of our place in the universe? Are there other beings like us orbiting other star systems in the galaxy? Well, the James Webb Space Telescope has been able to find even more extrasolar planets. We're beyond 5,000 extrasolar planets that we've discovered orbiting other stars in our vicinity of the Milky Way galaxy. We now have a census of our backyard. The Milky Way galaxy that you see every night coming out has 100 billion stars. We know on average that each star has a planet going around it. On average, each star has a planet going around it. So how many planets are there? We now know the answer. At minimum, 100 billion planets orbiting 100 billion stars. And the big question is, how many of these planets are Earth-like? And the big question is, how many of these planets have Earth-like atmospheres, Earth-like density, Earth-like sizes? Well, the latest evidence just announced a few days ago, the James Webb Space Telescope has been zeroing in on an extrasolar planet that is 8.3 times the size of the Earth. It is bigger than the Earth, but what's astonishing is we've now been able to detect its atmosphere. Yes, it has an atmosphere, and the atmosphere shows that it contains carbon dioxide and methane gas. Now, where did we find carbon dioxide on the Earth when the Earth was formed? From volcanoes. And that's why Venus and Mars have atmospheres made out of carbon dioxide. The very common gas comes out of volcanoes, and volcanoes, when they spew out carbon dioxide gas, create the atmosphere for plants and eventually for mammals that consume oxygen. And so this planet that we discovered is 120 light years from the Earth, but it does mean that life could be quite common throughout the Milky Way galaxy. We're not sure, of course, this is still speculation, but the speculation is we see planets going around every single star on average in the Milky Way galaxy. Roughly 20% of them are Earth-like, meaning that they are rocky planets with a rocky surface, and some of them have an atmosphere. An atmosphere that comes out of the volcanic ash and gases coming out of the early history of their planet. Carbon dioxide, methane gas have been observed in this planet, meaning that intelligent life, well, we don't know for sure, but intelligent life may be much more common than we originally thought. This gets us back to Drake's equation. Frank Drake was an astronomer after World War II. He tried to make an estimate of how many planets there are in the Milky Way galaxy that have intelligent alien life. You start with the base number, 100 billion planets going around 100 billion stars. How many of those planets are Earth-like? We don't know. Maybe something like 20% are Earth-like. And of them, how many of them have atmospheres? How many of them have atmospheres compatible with life, compatible with liquid water oceans? And if they have liquid water oceans, how many of them have some kind of DNA forming in the oceans and some kind of aquatic life? And from aquatic life, is it possible that they could have intelligent life? Well, the short answer is we don't know. But we now can fill in some of the gaps that on average, every single star we see at night, on average, has a planet going around them. And roughly 10-20%, we don't know for sure, but a fraction of them have Earth-like planets, and a fraction of them have oceans. And oceans are the mixing bowl for DNA. That's where life began, we think. And so we can't answer the question of the Fermi paradox yet, but we're one step closer. And then we have a signal coming from China. First of all, the greatest radio telescope for many, many a decade was in Arecibo, Puerto Rico. However, it collapsed, and now their Chinese announced that maybe they've detected a signal from outer space, an intelligent signal. We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question about science that's always been mystifying you. Give us a call.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about a signal that Chinese radio telescopes have picked up, and some people are saying it's a message from alien life in the galaxy. Well, first of all, let me explain. The Arecibo Radio Telescope in Puerto Rico was one of the workhorses of radio telescope technology. However, it collapsed several years ago, and there are no plans to resurrect it. So right now, the Chinese have some of the largest radio telescopes on the Earth, and on not one occasion, but on three occasions, the Chinese radio telescope picked up what seems to be a signal from an intelligent being in outer space. Well, that caused a sensation among scientific circles, but some cynics say, well, you know, we've seen that before. We've had many false alarms. There was that famous WOW signal, a signal that seemed to mimic the letters W-O-W, and people thought, wow, the aliens want to contact the Earth. Well, it's never been seen again. And so just one blip does not mean it's a message from alien life. So this time, some people are very cautious about what this is all about. And the SETI people were contacted, especially Professor Wertheimer from the University of California at Berkeley. I've had him interviewed on Science Fantastic. And Professor Wertheimer said, wait a minute. 9 times out of 10, these are false alarms. They're nothing but Earth-like signals. I love Lucy. Leave it to Beaver. We pick up Earth-like signals from, well, what seems to be out of space, but actually, they're from next door. So it's very difficult to determine the direction from which these messages emanate. And so he thought that, well, probably this message will disappear in the annals of science. Probably it's just I Love Lucy that was accidentally picked up by a radio telescope in China. But then, that begins to ask the question, well, do the aliens really use radio to communicate? I mean, do we use radio, or do we increasingly rely upon digital technology? Emails and text messages and things like that. Isn't that how we communicate? And isn't that how much of media is going? Now, let's fast forward this dial and go 100 years in the future. 100 years in the future, maybe everything will be wired. In which case, picking up radio signals is not the way to go. Perhaps we are barking up the wrong tree. So perhaps the reason why we don't pick up radio signals from outer space is that the aliens dropped using radio signals thousands of years ago. That's an old-fashioned technology for them. For them, everything is wired up. For them, everything is connected to a computer. For them, they have a different way of viewing the universe. So in other words, some people in the SETI project, including Seth Shostak, the director of the SETI project that I've interviewed on radio, some of them believe that, well, maybe, just maybe, we're barking up the wrong tree. Maybe the aliens don't use radio to communicate, in which case we have to find another way to make contact with alien life in outer space. Well, speaking about outer space, as you probably know, more and more astronauts are going into outer space, compliments of private enterprise. It used to be you had to be a jet fighter pilot with years of exposure to Air Force training techniques in order to qualify as an astronaut to be blasted into outer space. Now, the average person who can spare a few million dollars can go into outer space. And so we're following the direction of transportation evolution for the last several hundred years. Think of the railroads. The railroads first started out by hauling lumber, by hauling goods and services, and the military. So initially, railroad travel was so rare that it was only used for big commerce and warfare. Then we entered stage two, when rich people began to say, now wait a minute, I can make a luxury liner, charge premium dollar, and make money by transporting the rich on railroads. That's stage two. Stage three is when mom and dad can simply hop onto a train and go anywhere in the country. Same thing with space travel. In stage one, it was just the Soviet Union and the United States. It was for military and propaganda purposes. That's it. The average person could not go into outer space. That was ridiculous. Now we're entering stage two, where millionaires are saying, now wait a minute, we can make money. We can make money offering luxury liners that can just take you into outer space and take you right back out again. Safe, clean, and you can get a taste of the space age. So we're now entering stage two, when rich people can go into luxury liners and share the wonders of the cosmos as they blast off to the edge of the atmosphere. And eventually we'll hit stage three, where mom and dad will be able to hitch a ride into outer space. Well, as I said, you got to be rich in order to do this. So what does it cost to go into outer space? Well, some of the early estimates were something on the order of $10 million, $20 million. But that's to go up to the space station and orbit around the Earth many times. What about simply just putting your foot, your toe, into outer space, going up 70 miles into outer space and coming straight down, for the benefit of maybe just several minutes worth of weightlessness? That's a real possibility. And what does it cost for that? About $500,000. So the price has dropped from tens of million down to about $500,000, where you can get a taste of going into outer space. And believe it or not, I had dinner the other day with a guy who made his fortune in science, and he actually laid down the money. He is going into outer space. I've never had a friend who was an astronaut. And sure enough, he plunked down the money. I asked him how much, and he said, well, he's not at liberty to say. But I said, was it on the order of $500,000? And he did not deny it. And that's what it costs to simply put your foot into outer space, about $500,000 to get on a rocket ship, compliments of Jeff Bezos, and then you can brag to all your friends. Yes, you too are part of the space age. And so we're now in a position where tourists, if you have the money, can go into outer space. And one time I was on a TV interview and they asked me, would I go into outer space? And my answer was, are you kidding? You got to be a brave astronaut to go into outer space. There are a lot of kinks that have to be resolved. And 1% of the time, the rocket misfires. Sorry about that. Look at the space shuttle. We had two crashes with the space shuttle. Each time, 7 brave astronauts died. And how many space shuttle shots did we have? Well, about 1% of the time, the space shuttle blew up on national TV. Now, I'm not saying that these new generations are going to be unlucky. They, of course, have much more safety systems and escape hatches than the space shuttle. But, hey, it's not really a Sunday picnic yet. There is a certain amount of risk involved if you go into outer space. And then the next question is, what about the future? What's next? Well, what's next is the moon. Next year, if all goes right, next year we're going to send astronauts to the moon. Probably with one person who was a female, one person of color, and the other ones probably test pilots. But anyway, they're going to be chosen to blast off to the moon starting next year. And so it means that we are indeed entering a new era. We're going back to the moon. And the question is why, and what do we expect to find if we go to the moon? Well, one thing that is exciting a lot of scientists is the southern polar region of the moon, where a lot of comets have impacted. And comets, in turn, are made out of water and dirt. And it means that there's going to be water in the form of ice on the southern part of the moon, which can be used for rocket fuel and for breathing. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And ask that science question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the guts or the foolhardiness to get on national radio and the internet. So give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the magic number.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. auto workers are striking at all three of Detroit's major car companies. The United Auto Workers strike will halt production of the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, Chevy Colorado, and other models. Former President Trump is denying accusations he asked a Mar-a-Lago staffer to delete security footage sought by federal investigators in his classified document case. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump called the charge false and noted that no tapes were ever deleted.
When they asked for the tapes, I said, sure, they're my tapes. I didn't even have to give them. We didn't delete anything. Nothing was deleted.
The 2023 Florida Python Challenge Award Ceremony was held today, and this year's ultimate grand prize winner Paul Hobbs.
And now he's been here several times doing the Python Challenge and hunting pythons, and he's brought his son into it now. So we've got three generations of python hunters here.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on national radio and the internet. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and you too can ask that question, make that comment that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about going to the moon and perhaps even going to Mars. And there was a split among our astronauts. Neil Armstrong, the first man to go to the moon, had a differing opinion than Buzz Aldrin, the second man to go to the moon. The late Neil Armstrong said, "Let's go to the moon first. Use that as a stepping stone to go then to Mars." And Buzz Aldrin said, "Why bother? We've been there. We know what the moon is like. Let's skip the moon and go to Mars." Well, if you Elon Musk, you want to take both strategies. On one hand, Elon Musk is helping NASA build its rockets to go to the moon. On the other hand, Elon Musk is building his own rocket, the Starship, okay? And the Starship is designed to go to Mars and beyond, like a taxi. Think about that. A taxi that will take you throughout the solar system. And that's what he envisions. And by 2030 or so, who knows for sure, it's off to Mars. Well, it takes 3 days to go to the moon from the Earth. 3 days is a hop, skip, and a jump. However, to go to Mars is a whole nother ball of wax. We can talk about going to Mars in science fiction movies, but it's not a Sunday picnic. First of all, it's a 2-year voyage, 9 months to get to Mars. Then you have to wait for the stars to align for the return trip. Another 9 months on the return. Altogether, a 2-year voyage to Mars. And what do we expect to find? Rocks. Rocks, rocks, and more rocks. Well, there are lots of dangers involved. First of all, there's radiation. Mars has a very thin atmosphere, unlike our atmosphere, which protects us against sun's rays and cosmic rays. Mars doesn't have the benefit of that. Then there are micrometeorites. You can see evidence of that by looking at pictures of the surface of Mars. It's pockmarked. And the atmosphere. Oh, my God. The atmosphere is mainly made out of carbon dioxide. 1% the density of the atmosphere on the planet Earth. You would choke and suffocate trying to breathe the Martian atmosphere. And it's going to be costly. To go into outer space, it costs about $10,000 to put a pound of anything into orbit around the Earth. $10,000 per pound. So think of your weight and multiply, and then you can begin to calculate how costly space travel is. To go to the moon probably costs $100,000 a pound. So take your weight and multiply it by 100,000, and you now know roughly how much it costs to put you on the moon. And now Mars would be about $1 million a pound. Take your weight and multiply by 1 million, and you now know what it costs to go to the red planet. So in other words, it's not a hop, skip, and a jump. Well, it's a very expensive hop, skip, and a jump to go from the Earth to Mars. But then the next question is, why bother? Why bother to go to Mars? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you too can be part of the March of Science.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I said before, my latest book is called Quantum Supremacy, is now a New York Times bestseller. In fact, it hit the New York Times bestseller list twice. And it's about the next generation of computers, even more powerful than the digital computers that we're so accustomed to. Mother Nature does not compute on digital. Digital is an alien technology to Mother Nature. Mother Nature thinks in terms of electrons. Electrons that make atoms. And these atoms, in turn, are much smaller than a transistor. And transistors can either be turned on or off. That's how they compute, on or off, which correspond to zeros and one. Mother Nature doesn't do that. Mother Nature would scoff and say, how primitive, zeros and one. Is that why flowers bloom? Is that why we have life on the earth? Is that why we have a glorious array of animals and plants on the earth because of zeros and ones on and off? No! Mother Nature deals with electron shells that create atoms, that create molecules, that create DNA and amino acids. That's why we need quantum computers that are millions of times more powerful than an ordinary digital computer. I just did an interview with 60 Minutes, it'll air in fall, concerning this revolution. And so once again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy, now a New York Times bestseller. Anyway, at the break, we were talking about going to Mars. We've had a number of phone calls about going to Mars. First question is, well, why bother? If you were to ask Carl Sagan that question, he would say that we have to become a two-planet species. It's simply too dangerous to put all our eggs in one basket. Do you know that 99% of all animals that walk the surface of the Earth eventually went extinct? Extinction is the norm. Animals go extinct. And if you don't believe me, simply dig underneath your feet. That's right, just dig right underneath your feet. And what do you find? Bones. Bones of long dead extinct animals. And so just realize that animals, species, don't live very long. Maybe if you're lucky, a few million years. In other words, there are all sorts of stresses on animal life on the earth. And this means there are extinction cycles. Volcanoes erupt. We have gigantic earthquakes. We have huge storms, climate change. And of course, we have the problem of the earth and its atmosphere, whether or not temperatures can rise and fall, ice ages can come and go. In other words, it's not a nice place if you look at the evolution of the earth over thousands of years. Now, on a scale of 5 billion years, we have to worry about the sun. The sun will become extinct in about 5 billion years from now. It'll turn into a gigantic red giant and eat up the Earth. So in other words, the Earth has a death warrant. 5 billion years from now, the Earth will die. The sun will expand into a red giant. It'll eat up Mercury. It'll eat up Venus. And the Earth will be incinerated inside the atmosphere of the sun. Mars will be very hot, but it'll be outside the surface of the sun. We will be inside the atmosphere of the sun 5 billion years from now. And then on a scale of 50 million years, we have to worry about another meteor or comet that did the dinosaurs in. They may also do us in as well. These are the killer asteroids that can wipe out an entire planet's life forms once every 50 million years or so. And then, of course, we have problems on the Earth. We have ice ages. Ice ages come and go on a scale of 10,000 years. 10,000 years ago, where I'm standing right now in Manhattan, was under a half a mile of ice. That's right. Where I'm standing right now, 10,000 years ago, you would be under a half a mile of ice. That was the ice age 10,000 years ago. And then, of course, we have to worry about earthquakes, diseases, and things like that. So you see that life on the Earth is rather tenuous. And that's why one reason why we have to go into outer space. We need an insurance policy to protect life when Mother Nature has a temper tantrum and decides to wipe out life forms on the planet Earth. Just remember, 99% of all life forms eventually go extinct. Extinction is the norm. But we have a brain. Perhaps we can fool Mother Nature on this question. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, one question that I get in emails is about health. That's right, health. And people ask the question, why do humans get depressed? I mean, it seems to be counterintuitive. If evolution selects the best, then how come evolution has allowed depression to exist? Well, that's a rather strange question because all of us at some point or other have been depressed, and some of us are even chronically depressed. But who does anything about it? Who researches the causes and the wherefores of depression? Well, Cambridge University and Fudan University in China have done perhaps the most massive study of depression in history. They analyzed 200,000 individuals. Think about that. 200,000 individuals, 13,000 of whom were depressed, clinically depressed. And analyzing this huge amount of data, they asked what kinds of factors can prevent depression or lessen depression. And the numbers are rather astounding, rather interesting. First of all, if you are depressed, the single factor that gives you the most reduction in depression, 22% drop in depression, is if you get plenty of sleep. That's right. Plenty of sleep is one of the most major ways of combating depression. 22% drop among those people that had a good sleep habit. Next was friendship. That's right. Who would have thought? Friendship. 18% drop among those people that said, yes, they have a circle of friends. Believe it or not, friendships give you more than just companionships. They give you a way of combating depression. Next comes exercise. Yes, get out there and engage the world. Don't just sit in your chair and sob. Do something about it. And that's what this person, that's what these people have said. A 14% drop in those people that exercise. They get out there, engage the world. Don't be so depressed sitting in your chair. An 11% drop if you don't smoke. Yes, smoking helps to create depression. So once again, if you are depressed, 22% drop in the number of people that are depressed if they get adequate sleep. And by adequate sleep, we mean 7 to 9 hours of sleep. 22% drop. And then the next, again, is 18% drop in depression if you have a circle of friends. A 14% drop if you exercise. 11% drop if you don't smoke. And then there are other factors like diet and so on and so forth. But those are the big categories. And then the next question is, are you born that way? I mean, is there a gene for depression? And they analyze that too. They analyze the genes of those individuals. And they try to correlate that with depression. And yeah, they found some correlation, but it was not much. You could very easily overcome that link by getting more friends, more exercise, and basically having a healthy lifestyle, engaging the world. And the next question is why? Why do we get depressed at all? Okay? And this, of course, is not the depression we get by flunking a final exam. We're talking about depression that can persist over a period of time. And they said that, well, the closest link they can get is that depression is linked to stress. Okay? It's linked to stress. And then the question is, what does stress do? Well, stress tends to weaken the immune system and makes us more susceptible to stress. And in particular, they zeroed in on one protein, the C-reactive protein. It turns out the fluctuations in the C-reactive protein are most correlated with depression. So once again, depression is linked to stress, which is in turn linked to the fact that the immune system is weakened because of the stress, and specifically how this is done is through the biochemistry of the brain, that is C-reactive proteins. And so in other words, get out there, engage the world, make friends, exercise, and perhaps you can reduce the amount of stress that you get. Okay, well, we have a few listener phone calls that have come in, so why don't we take a listener phone call, okay?
Hi, my name is Don Johnston, KGEZ in Kalispell, Montana. And my dumb question for you, could global warming cause global cooling? With the global warming, it would seem like there would be an increase in evaporation, which would cause more clouds. More cloud coverage could cause global cooling. Yeah, I know it's a dumb question, but I'm curious. Thank you.
No, you actually ask a very important question, because global warming is not just one factor. As you correctly pointed out, more water vapor means more clouds. Clouds in turn reflect sunlight back into outer space, and that has to be taken into account. And so when computer programs are done to calculate how much light we get from the sun, that is an uncertainty because it varies day to day, hour by hour, second by second. The cloud cover actually does change with time. So in other words, meteorology is not an exact science. Yes, we have computers, but computers can only compute averages. And so there's a lot of uncertainty with regard to this. Now, we do know that human activity contributes a lot to global warming, but yeah, there are other factors as well. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And pick up a copy of my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about the time when quantum computers can beat the hell out of digital computers. That's right, your digital computer, which you think is so powerful, is going to be junk in the coming decades because of the quantum era now dawning. Get a copy of the book.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.